Testing, 1, 2, 3.
PM. Quiet, please. We are proceeding with the meeting. Thank you. I begin by acknowledging the Kaurna people, the traditional custodians of the land, and we pay our respects to their elders, past and present. Everyone is advised that the audio of this General Council meeting will be recorded and will be made available on the City of Marion website. I ask elected members if there's any declaration of interest that must be made at this stage. No one's coming forward. I'll press on. I'm seeking a motion to confirm the minutes for the General Council meeting held on the 12th of May. Can we do it at the same time? The special general meeting held on the 14th of May. That's moved Councillor Byram, seconded Councillor Pryor. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously, thank you. In terms of communications, I'm after a report that they, a motion that they be noted, but I do note with some contrition that the Mayor's report does need one item deleted. There might be one or two also to go on there, but they can be done next time. The ERBA breakfast, that should be deleted. So with that addition, I'm after a motion that the reports be received.
I've just got another couple.
Thank you.
Yeah, Councillor Hutchinson. The bottom three removed off of mine.
Okay, that's noted by staff. With that now in order, I'm after a motion that they be received. Moved Councillor Hutchinson, seconded Councillor Pryor. All those in favour? All those against? That's carried unanimously. Thank you. There is no Youth Advisory Committee update, deputations or petitions or adjourned items. So at 7:02 p.m. we come to the item of public submissions in relation to the draft annual business plan and budget. According to statute, we have 1 hour within which submissions may be made on the draft annual business plan and budget. Is there any member of the public in the gallery who would like to make a submission? There being none, I'm after a motion that this matter be adjourned for 1 hour and, that this motion be adjourned upon notice, and we'll come back to it if a member of the public turns up to have something to say, or at the conclusion of 1 hour, we'll bring it back. So would someone like to so move? Councillor Telfer? No, this is just a procedural motion I'm after. So were you moving that, Councillor Telfer? This is a motion that the matter be adjourned to be called back upon notice. Seconded Councillor Valescu, I think. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. So if any staff may bring to the Mayor's attention anyone in the gallery who wishes to make a submission, but otherwise we'll come back at 8:03 p.m. and we can deal with the matter then. In the meantime, we'll get on with other business. You'll see on page 56 of the agenda the minutes from the Strategic Directions Committee meeting held on 4th May, after a motion that they be received. Moved Councillor Pfeiffer. Normally Councillor Valescu takes a keen interest in this, but okay, seconded Councillor Hutchinson. All those in favour, all those against, that's carried. Now looking at the minutes from the Chief Executive Review Committee held on the 19th of May 2015 on page 65 of your agenda. That was indeed a brief meeting which discussed the questions that were going to be interview questions. So I'm after a motion that be received. Thank you, Councillor Hutchinson. Is that seconded? Seconded Councillor Telfer, who are both members of that committee. All those in favour? All those against? That's carried unanimously. Thank you. There are no presentation items, so I move on to corporate reports. On page 68 of your agenda, councillors, appointment of independent members to the DAP. So, move, Councillor Hull, you wish to move as printed? Yes, I'll just get a seconder. Councillor Westwood.
I guess I'll lead with a question, Mr. Mayor. In terms of the DAP, is it true that the word is that this group are going to review their operating procedures in 3 months in terms of whether they open up the doors to the public or not? Is that correct?
To whom is your question directed, Councillor Hull?
Whoever you'd like to direct it to, Mr. Mayor.
Perhaps a member of the Development Assessment Panel could answer. Councillor Westwood?
I believe it'll be in the next one or two meetings. It was 3 months, I think, from the meeting which we decided to review again. So it'll be very shortly.
Councillor Kerry may have something to add as a member of the
DAP. It will be debated at the next DAP meeting when the new members take office.
All right, so it's not 3 months?
Oh, it's 3 months since we've reviewed it. There was a motion that was put, and after that meeting we agreed to review
it. So it's not 3 months from...
No, from the appointment is the last meeting, yep. So the next DAP meeting we'll be debating whether or not we open up the DAP.
Okay. Well, Mr. Mayor, these two chaps... There was a field of excellent candidates, by the way. We were spoiled for choice. There's no doubt about that. However, these two chaps indicated very, very strongly to us that they believed in open and transparent meetings, and I'm looking forward to them not only applying that principle, but also their vast development assessment skills, and we ultimately do get a DAP that's actually transparent and open to the public for the public to witness firsthand things that affect them the most, things that are happening in their street, next door, across the road, you know, that'll be a good thing. So I'm looking forward to Gavin Lloyd-Jones and Graham Goss contributing to that end.
Now, the seconder, Councillor Westwood, did you wish to speak?
Thank you.
Any other speakers? Then I put the motion. All those in favour, please raise your hand. All those against? That's carried by majority. We now turn to appointment of an independent member to the Audit Committee. You'll find that on page 83 of your agenda. Looking for someone to move. Moved Councillor Bilescu, seconded Councillor Hutchinson.
I think that the process indicated that we had quite a lot of choice as far as quality candidates, and the recommendation shows one of those candidates will be very good, a very good addition. So I think it'll make the DAP, the Audit Committee